We're out at Las Colinas Country Club this morning doing our show for my golf tournament benefiting Hope Supply Co. We're going to tee off here in a couple of hours. Had the tee box in this morning filling in for George, Craig Rosengarten, and Eli Jordan. Been a lot of fun having you guys here. And Gordo, we cannot have Craig Rosengarten here without talking about his legacy.
I know. It's such an honor for us to be around a champion like Craig Rosengarten, because he's he's an E-Brake Hall of Famer. His minutes, what do you call that when a guy has like a really high, it's like a plus minus when he's in the game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, his is just unbelievable because he's not on the air all that often.
His
just on the weekend.
E-break win versus time on the air ratio is off the charts.
Off the charts. So since we have him here, we thought this would be a great opportunity to ask him a few questions and get a little behind the scenes story on each of these very famous e-breaks. But first of all, I want to ask a more general question to you, Craig. How, and more importantly, why did you decide to get involved in broadcasting?
You know, that's a funny story. I was in corporate America, and I wore out my welcome, and I decided I was going to go do something interesting, and I started the magazine almost the same time as the ticket started. And as I'm doing the golf publication, I was like, I did the Media Madness tournament where I was having you guys play. I was like, I should get on air. And I developed a relationship with Rick and Corby, who were the T-Box at the time, and I would come on once a month and just talk about what was going on in town, because they were in the afternoons, middays. They never got to play golf every time. I was like, all right, I'll come on and do it. And so I always had a prepared segment for them once a month. Rick would have me in. And then when Corby moved to
Hardline, I guess, full-time?
No, your show. After,
oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. When he moved to The Rant.
He moved to The Rant.
And so then you slipped in there.
I slid right in.
I forgot it was Corby and Rick doing the T-Box at the beginning.
And that's why he joined The Rant, because we always convinced Dave and I would always convince Corby, hey, just stay on one segment. We just have something to talk to you about. And then we'd end up keeping him the whole show.
Right.
Just as a gag. And every week he would fall for us saying, hey, just one segment. Come on, man. Come on. We'd always talk him into it.
And I think at the time that was a condition.
And people always told you you had a voice for radio.
No, never. Said,
oh, they never did.
No, never
Interesting.
Did. Eli has a voice for radio.
Interesting.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so let's talk about your – this is the one that really put you on the map. It's the first big e-break that you had, and it produced two huge memes from it.
If you start sculling balls to the point where you're about to hurt somebody and you don't do anything about it, you're a flawed guy.
Yeah.
That guy who was sculling the shots and I'm whizzing them by the guy's head and everything should have stopped. I mean, the anus was on him. He should have moved.
The anus?
The anus.
Anus.
Oh! The anus.
I forgot don't think those so. Were both one thing.
Yeah. In about three sentences. Two iconic e-breaks in three sentences.
This is a classic.
The you anus.
Scart sculling Boz. and then flog guy was a minor hit out of this. And then, of course, the big one was the anus. Now, tell us, Craig, what happened there? When you listen back to that, what stands out to you?
I get stuck on words sometimes. I knew I was looking for the word onus, and I couldn't get there. And I so I kind of just, you know, when you have a word that you think you might know, and you just kind of go, you know, the anus. You know,
yeah,
you're trying to get it.
You're trying to slip it into there. You're trying to slip the anus in there, and you didn't get much support from your radio partner.
No, he was when I was doing e-breaks, he was very mean to me. Like, he was just like, "How did you make it? How did you screw up like that? I didn't do it on purpose."
This is a short one because this anus one. And so I want to listen to it one more time and listen to how badly Rick Arnett rears up when he hears this. How he does not smooth over it. He stops the show.
If you start sculling balls to the point where you're about to hurt somebody and you don't do anything about it, you're a flawed guy.
Yeah.
That guy who was sculling the shots and I'm whizzing them by the guy's head and everything should have stopped. The anus was on him. He should have moved.
The anus?
The anus.
The
anus.
Oh.
The anus.
I don't think so.
And then I forget I forget that you tried to recover by saying the heinous.
I was trying.
It's really the heinous.
That was a masterpiece.
Yeah, it was, right out of the gate. First one. Okay, now this next one also gave us a little ticket meme here. The famous meme of, there's no way that's a word.
Is he a no-brainer Hall of Famer? Absolutely not. And neither is Davis Love. All due respect, so isn't Lanny Watkins, Colin Montgomery. You need to have multiple majors. That's the precipice that everybody
precipice?
Reaches. Yeah, go with me, Pud.
Precipice.
That's the.
There's no way that's a word.
Wait, how much money you got in your pocket?
Precipice?
How much money you got in your pocket? Every time you do this, you demean your Georgia education, if you want to call it that. KT?
That's definitely a word.
Constant shots at you.
Really?
There he is being
precipice?
Needed
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a
Jeff
but now,
Miller.
All right, stop it, stop correct. It. In fairness, though, he starts out being nice to you. He's saying, look, man, just go with it. Because he knows that you're wildly wrong. This one to me is totally on you, Craig, because you stopped him down because you were going to correct him.
Okay, full disclosure.
Okay.
And so... This was a long time ago, so I can't get in trouble, right?
Okay.
I was hammered.
Were you really?
Oh, really?
This really is a behind the music.
This is.
We're learning all sorts of stuff.
We would do our every
hit the fake breaking every, news.
Every we would do a Christmas sale at our office every this second week in December every year, and we would do it. And we had a liquor sponsor at the time, a vodka sponsor. I don't remember which one it was. And Rick thought it would be very funny. And that all my, because I don't drink at all. I barely drink. And he's like, you can drink a Bloody Mary. And I don't know if you know the Black Brothers. They would show up and just like, come on and egg me on. And I was hammered. I mean, hammered.
Okay.
So I can't get in trouble. Jeff can't get me. Catlin can't say anything about that because it was long ago. But
yeah,
yes,
the statute of limitations, you're
I was
fine.
Very
you're
drunk.
You're safe. But yeah,
no
so you stopped him down while he's talking to tell him that that wasn't a word.
Yeah, we're going to do the triest and tryst next.
And yes, here's another example of
he
you.
He almost tried to be nice to me there, too.
Here's another example.
Still, what is a responsible reporter supposed to do with such a hunch? And then he brings up this hypothetical. Let's suppose that pre-Thanksgiving, SI had obtained some kind of smoking gun, pictures of a parking lot tryst, R-rated text messages. I still don't know if that's a story we break. Tryst is a... is
tryst?
An affair. No, tryst. Not a tryst. It's a tryst. Trust me.
T-R-Y-S-T?
Yeah, it's a tryst. Not a tryst.
I think you're wrong.
How much?
So arrogant.
Tryst? Yeah.
So arrogant.
I think you're wrong.
Now, how do you feel after these things happen? Like, after you get off the air and you or you look it up during break and you go, I'll be darned, that really is a word in the English language.
Yes, it's embarrassing, but I've owned it. I mean, it is what it is. Full disclosure there, that was also a Christmas sale.
Oh no!
Okay, we're seeing a pattern.
Those are the only two. I stopped drinking after that, so
those are the only two. So you were
really
hammered
helped.
During that one as well.
I was.
And finally, the most ironic of all of these, I think, has to be one that involves the word pronunciation.
You know, I don't know how hard a ticker is. I'd like to give it a shot and say, you know, I've done it, and it's hard.
I'd like to see him do a 3-minute ticker. Way back.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
What?
What? Where I pronounce everything perfectly.
You didn't even pronounce that
I was
right.
Say, I think you mispronounced the pronunciation.
No, you
what did I say?
I can't even.
He said
pronunciation. It's pronunciation.
It was
right?
Close.
No, it was
pronunciation. It's close.
Pronunciation. That's what you said.
Yeah, and I went to the ticker.
Yeah.
Pronunciation.
And of course, the the funny thing about all this is you work in a medium of words. You
I
chose
do.
To go into a profession in which
yeah.
that's supposed to be your strong suit.
No.
It's not?
It's
okay.
Not.
All right.
Oh, man, that's funny stuff.
Oh, gosh.
I have a really good editor right here, baby.
Yeah, Eli helped you out there.
I've told these guys many times that when I just hear your voice and Rick's voice.
It's Pavlovian now.
It's Pavlovian, and I get happy and excited, and I know something fun is about to happen. It's great.
So, Rick, I'll tell this quick story. So we're in the office one day, and I'm talking about something about somebody trying to be in charge of something and be doing whatever. And I tell Rick, I said, he's just trying to be the gazpacho of that whole thing, and it's the most ridiculous thing. And Rick just stops me right there. He goes, wait, and he gets his phone and says, say that again.
So he rolls tape in private.
He was trying. And yeah. I was like, no, it's not going to work. I got it.
You,
I figured out what
for
I said.
Gestapo.
Yes, I was.
But you said gazpacho.
I did. And he thought that was the funniest damn thing in the world. I was like,
the anus?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, funny stuff.